You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Northwestern 4-0, Tony. How long is this great feeling going to last?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Well, you got about 3 more hours until you start screaming at your Bears.
So you're presuming I'm going to wait until kickoff before I start screaming at the Bears?
No, I wouldn't presume that. But I think people should know that I, who never went to Northwestern and only visited it once, I watch more Northwestern football
you're
than any
honorary, baby.
In the United States.
Yeah, I'm giving you purple. I'm giving you a purple helmet when I get back.
I appreciate that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Drew Brees is hurting, Chris Paul heads to the Suns, and Dustin Johnson owns the Masters. But we begin today with the greatest play of the year so far in the NFL, even greater than DK Metcalf running down that DB a few weeks ago. This play was the inadvertent Hail Mary yesterday from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins that beat Buffalo at the buzzer. The same Buffalo that had scored with just 34 seconds left to apparently beat Arizona. Wilbon, who impressed you more on that play, Murray or Hopkins?
Tony, Hopkins is so very impressive, which is why they went out and got him, and which is why Houston sinking in Texas was so stupid to give him up. Now that I've said that, let me go straight to Kyler Murray. Hail Murray is being called here in the desert, Tony, as you can see behind me. Tony, when you're going the wrong way, and you're about five, I'm in the real desert. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you're about
that's a
you're
picture
6 feet
of the desert.
Less than that, maybe 5'11". You're going the wrong way. You wiggle out of a would-be sack, and a lineman is about to shove you out of bounds, and you throw against your body 50 yards. I mean, the catch is great.
Yep.
It's like asking what's better, you know, Hill's pass or Leighton's shot. It's sort of like that. But Tone, the throw has got to be there. The throw is money. How do you make that throw? How does anybody make that throw?
Yeah, so they weren't even supposed to be going for the end zone on that play. But
right.
Kyler Murray, there were 11 seconds left. He was running around and running around and running around, and he had to throw it deep. Hopkins is up there amid 3 Buffalo defenders. He puts his hands up. He catches that. Catching it and holding on is a miracle. It is a miracle. That's an impossible catch. I'll go to Murray right with you in this regard. It's no accident that he can throw. He's a baseball player. Russell Wilson, baseball player. He can throw. Patrick Mahomes, son of a baseball player. He can throw. And I, too, like you, immediately went to Bill O'Brien. The dumbest trade anybody has ever seen.
Oh, goodness.
And as a result, Arizona's in first place in the toughest division in football. And where's Bill O'Brien? You're fired. He's fired. He's not there anymore. And Houston's terrible.
So unbelievable, Tony. And it sets up this Thursday night showdown, a sentence I've never spoken.
It's Seattle,
between
right?
The Cardinals and Seattle. It's up in the rain instead of here in the sun and cloudless skies. But, you know. Fun Thursday night setting up.
I'll just tell you
Saints.
This, Mike. That's a
What's
that's
that?
A tough loss for Buffalo. They were on the road and they were gonna win late. That's a tough loss.
Man, that was a hell of a game, Tony. The Saints could be without Drew Brees for a while. Brees didn't play the second half of yesterday's win over the Niners, and tests today revealed multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest, plus a collapsed lung on the right side. Ed Werder reports that the most optimistic timetable for Brees' return is 2 to 3 weeks, but that the people involved are prepared for it to be longer. Tone, how big a blow is this for the 7-2 Saints?
I'm not sure it's a terrible blow unless you tell me definitively he's not around for the playoffs. Last year, Teddy Bridgewater came in, I think it was 5-0 when Brees got hurt. I know Bridgewater's not there anymore, But Jameis Winston looked fine when he was there. And Taysom Hill is the Swiss Army knife of that team and knows what he's doing. They've already beaten Tampa Bay twice. I think they're a shoe-in for the playoffs. And I'll say this one other thing. Their coach is brilliant. He's a great offensive coach. He will figure this out.
Tony, I'm somewhere between the position you're taking and a little movement can really hurt your season. It can crash it because there's only one bye, Tone. And so that's a big deal. And yes, they've not just beaten, you know, TB12 and his crew twice. They humiliated them 38-3 or whatever the score was a few days ago. They crushed them, right? But, Tony, if they give that up, you're like, what's the difference? I know they beat him in both places already. They beat him in Tampa. They beat him in the Dome. But still, you don't want Brady to have that week of rest. And now we're talking about a divisional situation now, not just the conference at large. So, Tony, I'm a little more worried than that. I don't know that Jameis Winston now is Teddy Bridgewater last year. And I hear what you're saying. 5-0, they were. They did okay. If you can somehow get Drew Brees some rest, which he's going to get now, and have him come back whole, if you can promise me he's whole. But Tony, ribs. If they're already talking about he couldn't get the ball down the field, he couldn't stretch it much anyway, what happens when you have those injuries and you're facing a pass rush in the playoffs?
Okay, so I had a broken rib last winter. There's nothing you can do for a broken rib except wait. You have to wait. And when it heals, it heals, although I'm 80 years older than Drew Brees. Here's the thing. You quoted the Ed Werder report, and you said the optimistic thing is 2 to 3 weeks. Well, then to me, the pessimistic thing is 4 to 6 weeks, and that still gets him back a week or two before the end of the season, and that's why I'm a little bit more optimistic than you are. Little bit.
How does your rib injury affect you throwing that deep out? How'd you do with that?
I couldn't throw the deep out. I could throw the 10 to 12-yard cross, but I couldn't throw the deep out. Today is the first day of allowable trading in the NBA, and we have a point guard of consequence moving. Chris Paul, now 35, is being traded from Oklahoma City to Phoenix. Meanwhile, another point guard of consequence, James Harden, listen to this. He's telling people he'd like to go to the Nets, sure, and play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Wilbon, you know how much I love this story. What's the bigger deal, the actual trade of Paul or the potential trade of Harden?
The actual trade of Chris Paul. I mean, he's going to be playing with two young, studly finishers who are better than the guys he led Oklahoma City with to the playoffs last year. He's playing with Devin Booker, a guy who's averaged 26 a game the last 2 years and has just turned 24, and DeAndre Ayton. Do you know how much better DeAndre Ayton's going to be playing with Chris Paul? No knock on Ricky Rubio. The Harden thing, Tony, it's sexy. It is. Because I know you, like I, look at this and go, what? When you said point guard James Harden, I said, what? How are you going to? That seems like a traveling circus. Can't wait to see it. Don't think it could win anything. The Suns are going to take a jump. They are. Just watch. Chris Paul's that good, Tony.
Okay, so full disclosure to people. I knew Michael Wilbon would say this. He lives in Phoenix. There's a picture of the desert behind him. He now has a golf partner in Chris Paul. He now has a golf partner in Devin Booker, and he'll call Larry Fitzgerald and he'll say, let's get a foursome and let's get out there. He'll move permanently to Phoenix. I miss you already. I'll never see you again. The answer to the question is James Harden's trade, if it happened, would be thunderous. The reverberation around the NBA would be amazing. The thought that he would go with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but let us say this, as you know, Mike, he's played with Chris Paul. They couldn't get to the conference finals. He's played with Russell Westbrook. They couldn't get to the conference finals. What makes anybody think he can get to the conference finals with Kyrie Irving? They will loathe each other within a month.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. Tony, we want to see this so we can talk about it every day. But let me just say, there are no fault lines underneath Arizona, right? But this trade is seismic here. You mentioned a particular name who was early to call Chris Paul to say, welcome to the desert. I think you can surmise who I'm talking about now. And others who might have been involved in the game. No, not me. Others who might have been involved in that
they're a playoff
Hail
team,
Murray
Mike.
Yesterday. Tony.
Mike.
They're going to be in the playoffs. You said
they're
2 years away from being two years away. You want to apologize now or later?
No, not now. They're a playoff team right now. The West is harder. I don't know
that they're
a winning playoff team, but they're a playoff team right now. But
Can't
the other
wait.
team with Durant, ooh, Kyrie Irving. Ooh. Steve Nash will be out by February 1, and Kyrie will take over as player coach. It is
coach,
so easy
coach,
to
he
root
wants
against
coach anyway.
Them.
Can't wait to see
yeah,
that.
He said he could do it. Go ahead.
Let's move to the Masters, Tony, where Dustin Johnson shot a 68 on Sunday to win it at 20 under, the lowest score in tournament history. He had just 4 bogeys for the tournament and won by 5 strokes. Meanwhile, your boy, Bryson DeChambeau, finished 18 back, and defending champ Tiger Woods put up a 10 on the par 3 12th. Somehow, Tony, rallied to finish tied for 38th. DJ is the number one player in the world, as you know, Tone, and now has his second yeah. major. What do you make of how he did it?
Okay, he was dominating. He's been the dominant player on the golf tour for a few months now. He went out there. Everybody wants to say, oh, game on. He had a bogey here or a bogey there. No, 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 no. It never even got to where he was sweating. He was in control. This is his second major. That is meaningful. He has gagged in a few of these. He did not gag. The tournament started out being about DeChambeau, maybe Thursday for sure, a little bit of Friday, then that was done. Rory wasn't there to challenge. Koepka, Rahm, you know, Justin Thomas. No, they didn't challenge this guy. He won it decisively and set a record doing so.
I can't add any more to that. And we feel the same way about it. I know yesterday I said to you, you know, I'm going to keep watching for a minute in case somebody puts it in the water, meaning DJ. He didn't right. put it in the water. He just kept rolling. No. By the way, that Rahm shot before the tournament that skipped the water and goes in as an ace,
amazing.
That's the most unbelievable
amazing.
Shot ever. Now, let me talk yeah. about Tiger Woods. We've seen Tiger Woods doesn't need to win anything else. He doesn't need to. I mean, he wants to. He doesn't need to. Tony, when he had that score in that par 3, when he went for 10 on the par 3, I just thought, this is humiliating, even for Tiger Woods. It had to be humiliating. It's humbling, if nothing else. Tony, for him to birdie, what, 5 out of the final 6 holes, how do you have the
yes.
composure to do that?
Yes.
Why is it important for you to do that? To finish the way he did, I thought was the second most important storyline in this tournament after DJ winning. And I know you felt even stronger about it in terms of what you think it reveals about Tiger.
Well, first of all, nobody does that. Nobody birdies 5 of the last 6, whether they come out of a 10 or not. So coming out of a 10 and birding 5 of the last 6 at Augusta is absolutely incredible. That's the obligation of greatness. Tiger Woods fulfilled the obligation of greatness in the way that Michael Jordan would have, in the way Jack Nicklaus would have. When you are that great, that's what you do. For people out there who wonder if I've ever taken a 10, no, because I pick up after 8. No, it's over. I do not take a 10. Nobody should take a 10. Let's take a break.
It's amazing.
But coming up, should people really be mad at Nick Chubb for stepping out of bounds at the 1?
And the Patriots are back from the dead. But are the Ravens' struggles the bigger story? Tony, I may want to get back in that bet with you. I may.
No, you're not. By the way, to win the Masters and the U.S. Open is great. That's great for DJ, Tiger, and Spieth. They're the only 3 active players who've done it.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time. You send us the topics and we are contractually required to respond. Let me see what's
mail
first
time.
In here. All right. Did last night's game tell you more about the Ravens or the Patriots?
Tony, probably about the Patriots. I mean, everybody sort of had given up on them. I know you had. I did, and I was involved in a bet with you, and I couldn't even stick with it because the Patriots looked dead. And these last 2 weeks, I know they beat the Jets narrowly last week, but this game was big time. And it shows that Bill Belichick can still grab a team and rally that team. And to hear Cam Newton say after the game that it feels like Belichick has a line straight to the football gods, and that's how in awe he is as a player of his coach. I think that speaks well of the Patriots and where they could be going. But the weather was so bad. That was a perfect pass that was dropped on him late in the game. They could have continued. It was a fourth down pass. I don't know what the weather means or Ravens are not any good, but I'm going to go with the Patriots.
By the way, Cam Newton in a fez. That's a good look. You should get a fez for your next appearance. It told me more about Baltimore. They're not as good as I thought they were. They're just not. If you look at what they've done this year, they beat a couple of good teams, right? They beat Cleveland, a pretty good team. Indianapolis, probably a good team. Houston, 2-7. Washington, 2-7. Cincinnati, 2-6-1. The Eagles,
3-5-1. You got to beat the bad teams. You got to beat the bad ones first.
Yeah, but Mike, you wonder about Lamar Jackson. You wonder about him against the two best teams they've played, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. They lost those. They've lost playoff games. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I think they may be a little bit overrated. I do.
Maybe.
A little bit, Tony. Wildcard.
And by the way, the Patriots had to go to the buzzer to beat the Jets. The worst
team
ever.
They've won two in a row.
The buzzer on Monday night.
They've won two in a row, huh? TB12 got two in a row.
Two touchdown passes in the last five games. Get out of here.
Who cares?
Do you like that Nick Chubb ran out of bounds at the one?
This is the most overstated story of the season in pro football. I go to bed last night hearing all the talking heads say this is such a smart play. He has to go out of bounds. The only way they can lose a game is if he scores. That's dumb. It's so stupid to say. You're going to be up 10 points at that point, all right, with less than a minute to go. Don't tell me they're going to score, get the onside kick, which happens about once every 25 kickoffs now or attempts at it, and they're going to get the ball and score again. Stop it. Under a minute left. Stop. He should have just gone in to shut up everybody. For 90 years in the NFL, people ran in and won the game by 10. And now all of a sudden, if you don't kneel at the one, you've done the wrong thing. I don't want to hear that junk. Score the damn ball.
Yeah. Well, then you go talk to Todd Gurley, who did the wrong thing, and they lost that game to Detroit. You don't want the other team touching the ball.
The defense on that team did the wrong
thing. This is a betting story. It was Houston +4. If Chubb goes in, Cleveland wins. Cleveland loses now because it's a 3-point spread. He did the right thing. He absolutely ended the game. Two kneel downs and get out. But it's a betting story more than anything else. Enough email.
This isn't the DraftKings PTI hour. What are you doing?
I'm going to tell you
something.
We're
going to talk about betting. Either have Brent Musburger or don't talk about it.
When Van Pelt goes on the air and he talks about bad beats, this is number one. This is a bad beat. Still to come, your boy Will Muschamp is out.
That.
Could Jim Harbaugh be next?
Probably, but it'll take a while. Are the Bears going to look any different tonight with a new play caller? That's an overrated story.
Houston +4.
You're up 10.
That's
I don't care
the
about
number.
That.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 56th birthday, Dwight Gooden. He burst upon the scene in 1984 when he was Rookie of the Year in the National League with a 17-9 record and a 2.60 ERA. Gooden was even greater in 1985 when he won the NL Cy Young with a 24-4 record, a 1.53 ERA, and 16 complete games. In 1986, he was the ace of a Mets staff that won the World Series. Gooden was a meteor, like Fernando Valenzuela and Mark Fidrich. The ceiling looked unlimited for Doc Gooden, but not everyone handles success well. Gooden struggles then, and he struggles now with drug addiction. His career record of 194 and 112 somehow feels incomplete, Mike.
Tony, at his best, I know you watched him closely. At his best, did he have the best stuff of any pitcher you ever saw?
Well, I'm old, so I'm going to say Sandy Koufax, but he's in the top 3 to 5. There's no question about that. Happy anniversary, Auburn. On this day 7 years ago, Ricardo Lewis balled in a deflected pass on 4th and 18 with 25 seconds to go, and he went 73 yards for the score that beat Georgia 43-38.
Great play.
The announcer called it a miracle at Jordan-Hare, Auburn's home field. But the greater miracle at Jordan-Hare came in the next game. That was the stunning kick six return by Chris Davis on the Alabama field goal try. He went 109 yards and beat number one Alabama 34-28. That was Gus Malzahn's first year and his best. Auburn got to the national championship, losing to Jameis Winston and Florida State 34-31.
Tony, I don't think you've ever been to Jordan-Hare. I struggle with the best stadium in college football. Notre Dame Stadium, the best place to just watch a game, and Jordan-Hare. Those are my two favorite college football stadiums. Absolutely. You got to get to Jordan-Hare. Maybe Charles will fly us down and, you know, host us.
That would
for
be
a big
nice.
Auburn game. It would be.
Happy trails, Will Muschamp. South Carolina fired its head coach yesterday after the Gamecocks lost to Ole Miss 59-42. In their last three games, all losses, South Carolina allowed 159 points. And Muschamp's calling card had been defense. He would be replaced on an interim basis by Mike Bobo. Insert your own joke here. One name being mentioned for the job is Hugh Freeze, who was fired at Ole Miss for making phone calls to escort services. There was already a cloud over his head for alleged recruiting violations. Freeze is currently rehabilitating his image at Liberty, where his obvious talent has the Flames 8-0 and ranked. The next big name to go, maybe Jim Harbaugh, whose 1-3 Michigan Wolverines just lost 49-11 to Wisconsin.
Tony, I can see Jim Harbaugh going. I told you this morning on your podcast, I think we talked about it, I don't see him being at Michigan long, but the University of Michigan is not going to dismiss Jim Harbaugh in the middle of a season. They better not. That would be beneath an institution like Michigan. I can't believe they would do that.
They won't. One error, James Harden did get to the conference finals with Chris Paul. They lost in 7 to the Warriors. My bad. Quick to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Ben Roethlisberger passed for 333 yards after not practicing all week due to COVID protocols. You're impressed, aren't you?
I'm impressed with a Super Bowl champion twice over who should be the MVP. If the votes were in today, yeah, I'm impressed. Tua and the Dolphins beat Herbert and the Chargers. Are the 6-3 Dolphins the best team in the AFC East?
They finished the year at Buffalo in the cold. You know, I'll tell you after that game. I'll tell you then. Northwestern, Indiana, both 4-0. Which is the bigger surprise?
Tony, we had a couple of conference titles in the mid-90s. Indiana, you got to go back at least 10 years earlier than that. So I'm going to say the Hoosiers, congrats to them, 9th ranked. The NCAA tournament will be bubbled up, potentially around Indy. Does that make sense to you?
We've seen bubbles work in the NBA and the NHL. Yeah, sure. Last one, Monday Night Football, Vikings at your Bears. Who you got, as if I don't know who you
we
got.
We don't have David Montgomery, Tony. Yeah, but Kirk Cousins is 0-9 on Monday nights. I'm going to go with the Bears. With the Bears.
Of course you are. Big upset. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon in the fetal position. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday night.